This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Five coastal parishes are suing oil and gas companies for coastal damages, and state lawmakers want to know how it got to this point.
We've always been told that everything's okay. We can handle this. This is going to be all right. Well, it's not all right as we sit here today, is it?
Republican Jim Morris is a member of the House Natural Resources Committee, which held a hearing on Wednesday. The committee asked DNR Secretary Thomas Harris if the permits his department gives to oil and gas companies are being enforced.
And I believe we are successfully enforcing the coastal rules and laws today and made a lot of progress.
Okay, but you would agree in the past that was not done?
Yes, sir, I would.
That admission to Representative Patrick Connick led to finger-pointing by other members of the committee, Representative Ray Garofalo.
And now we're going to go back 20, 30, 40 years and say, oh, well, by the way, you did this long ago. We haven't done anything about it. And by the way, we're going to sue you for billions of dollars.
Representative Blake Miguez questioned why all the parties aren't being held accountable.
I feel like we're discriminating against the oil and gas industry.
Matthew Block, the governor's executive counsel, says the company should be required to live up to the terms of the permit.
They talk about that they're going to restore sites to their pre-project conditions. If they're going to damage something, which they are required to do to access these sites, if you're going to damage something, then when you leave, you're required to fix it. And that's what they promised to do.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.